Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. If you are joining us for the fourth time, this is a prophetic broadcast program that comes up every 12 midnight to 1 a.m. This broadcast, the Lord has used this broadcast to do a lot of wonders in the life of people. And as we have joined us today, the Almighty God also will remember you. God will fight for you in Jesus' name. Today is the third day of the month of April, year 2021. We bless the name of the Lord for making it possible for us to see today. We bless the name of the Lord for His grace upon our lives. We bless the name of the Lord of His wonders upon our lives. Wherever you are, begin to thank the Lord. Wherever you are, begin to worship the Lord. Wherever you are, begin to magnify Him. He is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our adoration. There is no one like Him. He is everlasting to everlasting God. He remained forever. He remained forever. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are. Amen. By the grace of God, for some few days now, we've been talking about the battle of the same blood. And if you have been following us, you find out that battle of the same blood seems to have been a battle that has been so deadly, because it's a battle fighting you from the same blood that you came from. So we have explained it deeply that when we say the battle of the same blood, we are talking about battle coming from the same womb. We are talking about battle emanating among siblings. We are talking about battle coming from the fellow that you came from the same womb. It's a battle of a close relation. Is a battle of those who know you and they are doing you. It's a battle of those who know you and they are doing you, at the same time they are pitying you. It's a very strange battle. When you have a battle coming from the person that is from the same blood with you, when you have a battle coming from your father, when you have a battle coming from your mother, when you have a battle coming from your sibling, it's a very terrible battle. In fact, Samson was handled by the household enemy, and they handed him over to the Philistine. Samson was even telling them that he feared the household enemy more than the Philistine, because these terrible wickedness that you can ever see. So this battle is a battle that wastes life, a battle that turns lives upside down, the battle that confuses even the fellow inside the battle. But with the grace of God, mercy of God, and solution provided in the Bible, we can be free from this battle. Are you being confronted by the battle of your blood? Are your siblings behind the case? Have they sold themselves to the devil to hit you because of your glory? Like I told you, this battle will always come up because of hatred and envy and jealousy in the family. But let me tell you today that you will be delivered. Micah chapter 7 verse 6 to 8 says, "For the son dishonored his father, the daughter rise up against her mother." So it's a battle where daughter is rising up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. That is the battle. A man's enemy are those of his own household. You know, a man's enemy are those of his own household. No wonder Jesus Christ emphasized on it that a man's foes shall be they of his own household. So it's a battle of close relation. It's a deadly battle. You know, when they say the witch outside cannot destroy easily without a consultation with the witch inside. That is what they are saying. So it's a terrible thing that we can ever explain. You know, one way or the other, 99% of every one of us seems to have been involved in this battle, but of different categories. But what are the signs that reveals that somebody is under the rage of blood enemy? What are those signs you are going to see? What are those things that you are going to see? You know, but before we mention these signs, I want us to pray these 7 prayer points. We are praying it because of some people. Your deliverance is tied down to this prayer. You will shout it loud and clear. Say, "Oh God, my Father, deliver me from household wickedness in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from household wickedness in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from household wickedness. Deliver me from household wickedness. Deliver me from household wickedness in Jesus' name." Pray. Say, "Every darkness over my life, clear away by fire in the name of Jesus. Every darkness over my life, clear away by fire. Clear away by fire. Clear away by fire in Jesus' name." Pray. I prophesy to the life of someone that is hearing me today, the evil program into your body is going back to the center now in the name of Jesus Christ. The evil altar erected in your compound that has affected your finances is getting burnt now in the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody there hearing me. The yoke of stagnancy in your life is broken. The yoke of poverty in your life is broken. The yoke of backwardness in your life is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and shout this prayer loud and clear. "Every enemy that is close to me, be disgraced by fire in the name of Jesus. Every enemy that is close to me, be disgraced by fire. Be disgraced by fire. Be disgraced by fire in the name of Jesus. Every enemy that is close to me, be disgraced by fire in Jesus' name." Pray. Say, "Covenant decision against my star, scatter in the name of Jesus. Covenant decision against my star, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Covenant decision against my star, scatter by fire in Jesus' name." Say, "Covenant incantation directed against my glory, there in the name of Jesus. Covenant in that incantation directed against my glory, there in the name of Jesus. Covenant incantation directed against my glory, there in Jesus' name." We pray. Say, "Arrow from the coven, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow from the coven, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender in Jesus' name." Pray. Move closer to the wall. Go and lay your right hand on the wall, at the wall of your room now, and shout it louder. Aha. Say, "Evil stranger in this apartment, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil strangers in this apartment, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil strangers in this apartment, be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire in Jesus' name." Pray. Now say it again. Say, "Evil altar in the foundation of this building, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar in the foundation of this building, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire in Jesus' name." Pray. Say, "Anything in this compound that is swallowing up my wealth, there in the name of Jesus. Anything in this compound that is swallowing my wealth, there, there, there in Jesus' name." Say, "Anything in this compound assigned to make me poor, there in the name of Jesus. Anything in this compound assigned to make me poor, there in the name of Jesus. Anything in this compound assigned to make me poor, there, there, there in Jesus' name." We pray. Say, "Satanic agent attacking me in the night,
be disgraced by fire in the name of Jesus. Satanic agent attacking me in the night, be disgraced by fire, be disgraced by fire, be disgraced by fire in Jesus' name. Pray, say, anything stolen from my hand in this compound, I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything stolen from my hand in this compound, I recover you by fire, I recover you by fire, I recover you by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. God bless you. That is wonderful. The Bible says a man's enemy shall be men of his own household. What are the signs that revealed clearly that a man is under the rage of blood enemy? Number one, there will be constant sickness. Sicknesses that sometimes the drug cannot handle. It's a sign that that plantation is from household wickedness. Constant sickness. Today's sickness, next tomorrow's sickness is a sign. Number two, there will be constant disappointment. Constant disappointment. You have tried your best, but disappointment will come in. Number three, constant frustration. Number four, hatred wherever the person appears is the handiwork of household wickedness. Number five, incomplete project. Number six, certificate that could not secure a job. Good certificate, but you cannot secure a job with it. They make sure that that certificate is useless. They lay embargo on that certificate. Some of the agent of darkness urinate on certificate, except you deliver that certificate. To deliver the certificate is very easy. You just put your certificate, put it in your front if you can get it, and you lay your hand upon it. You pray these three prayer points. You will say it like this. Say, every witchcraft embargo on my certificate, there in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft embargo on my certificate, there in Jesus name. Pray. The second prayer is, I will drop my certificate from the coven of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. I will drop my certificate from the coven of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. I will drop my certificate from the coven of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. I will drop my certificate from the coven of household wickedness in Jesus' name. Say, evil mark on my certificate be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Evil mark on my certificate be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Evil mark on my certificate be wiped off, be wiped off, be wiped off, be wiped off in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every evil hand covering the glory of my certificate, wither in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand covering the glory of my certificate, wither, 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 wither in Jesus' name. Say, every curse that has placed embargo on my certificate, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse that has placed embargo on my certificate, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Now hold it in your hand. Say, I soak my certificate in the blood of Jesus. You will do it 49 times. I soak my certificate in the blood of Jesus. I soak my certificate in the blood of Jesus. I soak my certificate in the blood of Jesus. I soak my certificate in the blood of Jesus. I soak my certificate in the blood of Jesus. I soak my certificate in the blood of Jesus. I soak my certificate in the blood of Jesus. I soak my certificate in the blood of Jesus. I soak my. You will do it like that 49 times. Then you will raise it up and say, as from today, my certificate begin to see the light of the day. In the name of Jesus, as from today, my certificate begin to see the light of the day. In the name of Jesus, as from today, my certificate begin to see the light of the day. In the name of Jesus, as from today, my certificate begin to see the light of the day. In Jesus' name. You may need to replay this voice audio while you do that constantly on your certificate. You can do it for 7 days, 10 days, 14 days, 21 days. You will notice that within 3 months, unexpected breakthrough will come. As a result of your certificate, something will connect you and promote you. You will give testimony in Jesus' name. So that certificate also is one of those things they can place embargo on. The household wickedness are terrible. They will make sure that the certificate is not working. It is a sign that someone is under the rage of blood enemy. The next point, the fellow begin to struggle from cradle to the grave. Continue struggle, but nothing to show for it. He struggles so much, they know he's struggling, they are wasting the effort. You know, he will not be able to achieve his goal. It's a sign that that person is under the yoke. Things that are easy for other people become difficult for him. Where they have accepted people, they reject him. Promotion that ought to have given to him will be denied. He can stay on a particular spot in the place of work for 10, 15 years, 20 years. It is a sign. Every night, you'll be pursued by terrible dog, wicked white dog. It's a sign that an agent of darkness in your family is after you. You notice that you are being pursued by dog. Sometimes they bite you. It's a sign that this is the end of household wickedness. Sometimes you see a terrible mark on your body when you wake up. It's a sign that also wickedness is in place. You know, these signs must not be taken lightly at all. You have to pray them out of your life. You have to pray them out of your life. Another sign is miscarriage. Another sign is childlessness. It's, you know, they can curse the womb of someone and it will be childless. Another sign, this joblessness. Look for job but could not secure the job. Another sign is a terrible anger planted into that fellow. He will just get angry and break everything possible. It's a sign that the seed of household wickedness is in the life of that fellow. Immediately you notice all these signs, and I will give you more tomorrow, then you have to deal with them aggressively. What are you going to do when you notice these signs are there? Number one, take all these signs one by one and pray against them. Command them to get out of your body, get out of your soul, get out of your spirit. For instance, chronic poverty is one of their signs. You will say, you plantation of chronic poverty in my life, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. You plantation of chronic poverty in my life, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. If it's sickness, if it's constant sickness, you will say, you plantation of sickness and infirmity, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. The Bible says, every tree that the Lord has not planted shall be uprooted. This is, you command it, you take it one by one and command it to be uprooted. May the Lord deliver us in the name of Jesus Christ. If you have not given your life to Jesus, surrender your life to Jesus now. Thank the Lord to have mercy. Thank the Lord to save you. In Jesus' name we pray. Take your bottle of oil as we pray on it now. If you don't have a bottle of oil, bring a bottle of water. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this bottle of oil or the bottle of water in the hand of your children. We pray that this bottle of oil shall be anointed. Fire of deliverance shall enter there. It shall become a divine medication. The anointing of Holy Ghost shall move into this oil and this water. The blood of Jesus shall enter therein. It shall become an instrument of deliverance. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your belly button. And you pray this prayer very well. Say, every weapon of witchcraft in my body, in the name of Jesus, every weapon of witchcraft in my body, here, in Jesus' name, pray. Still touch your placenta, touch your belly button. Say, plantation of household wickedness in my body, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of household wickedness in my body, be uprooted, 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 be uprooted. Plantation of household wickedness in my body, be uprooted, 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 be uprooted. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your head and place your hand on your head. Say, every damage done to my destiny by household wickedness, be reversed in the name of Jesus. Every damage done to my destiny by household wickedness, be reversed, be reversed, be reversed, be reversed in the name of Jesus. Every damage done to my destiny by household wickedness, be reversed, be reversed, be reversed, be reversed. Every damage done to my destiny by household wickedness, be reversed, be reversed, be reversed, be reversed. Every damage done to my destiny by household wickedness, be reversed now. In Jesus' name we pray. Your hands still on your head. Say, every witchcraft padlock fashioned against my head break in the name of Jesus. Every whisker padlock fastened against my head, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. Take your hands straight to your chest. Say the same prayer. Say every whisker padlock fastened against my head, break in the name of Jesus. Every whisker padlock fastened against my head, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Take the oil and drink a little from that oil and shout it loud and clear. Say every pollution in my body be flushed out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every pollution in my body be flushed out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every pollution in my body be flushed out, 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 be flushed out in Jesus' name. We pray. Anoint your hand and you will say like this: witchcraft embargo on my labor. There in the name of Jesus, witchcraft embargo on my labor. There in the name of Jesus, witchcraft embargo on my labor. There in the name of Jesus, witchcraft embargo on my labor. There in Jesus' name we pray. I prophesy to your life from today that from this moment now that you are hearing me, your destiny will move forward. Any power that tie you down shall be disgraced. Any power that have arrested you shall be arrested. Any power that is fighting your destiny shall be disgraced. The yoke of wickedness in your life shall be broken. The yoke of household wickedness shall be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless your marriage with the blessing of fruitfulness. You shall be blessed with twins and triplets if you are looking for the fruit of the womb. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have not married. You are going to be settled this year. Your business is down. I command favor on your business. You are looking for a good job. Receive it now. You are living, expecting academic success. Receive it now. Oh, if you have some attack in the night, I command you to be delivered in the name of Jesus. The rage of spirit husband is broken in the name of Jesus. I command the enemy to be silenced over your life. Every charm working against your children shall be broken. Every curse working against your children shall be broken. Every hypnotism working against your children shall be broken. Every incantation working against your children shall be broken. Foundation ancestral power working against your children shall be destroyed. I command liberation upon your children. It is well with you. The Lord will be with you. The Lord will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you can get across to us on this number 0802-336-9298. If you have your prayer request, you can raise it up. Father, I pray that all these prayer requests shall be answered. The heavens shall open on this request. God shall endorse this request, and there shall be speedy answer. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, we are from Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1. Yes, God bless you. We are from Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close. And make sure, as First Tag Town Air, you can also call all on phone or send information to us. We shall definitely attend to you. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus' name.